If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Naomi Jackson.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
Bluey is finally getting an Australian-made game in her home state, the first Halo is getting a ground-up remake, and the classic Neopets games are coming to modern consoles. Here's the news for Sunday the 26th of October. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
I see it's high!
BBC Studios have handed Bluey video game making duties to an Australian developer. Yes, for real life. A Bluey video game called Bluey's Quest for the Gold Pen is being made by Queensland-based Half Brick Studios, who you may recognise as the Aussie development team behind games such as Fruit Ninja and Jetpack Joyride.
This new quest is a collaboration between BBC Studios and the creator and writer of Bluey, Joe Brum. It tells the story of what happens when Bluey and her family are transported into one of her drawings. Bingo gets turned into her honking alter ego, Bingoose, and she and Bluey go on a quest to King Goldie's Horn's kingdom to find the gold pen.
Bluey's Quest for the Gold Pen launches on the 11th of December this year on the Apple App Store for Mac, iPhone and iPad, followed by Google Play for Android devices on the 10th of January next year. PC, Nintendo Switch 1 and 2, Xbox Series X and S and PS5 versions will follow later that year. The app version will contain a free experience with an optional one-off payment to unlock all levels.
You know our motto, we deliver.
Announced late on Friday was the long-rumoured original Halo remake, now called Halo Campaign Evolved. The game is a fully rebuilt version of the first title in the series in Unreal Engine 5, and the formerly platform-exclusive game will arrive on Xbox Series X and S and PC, but also PlayStation 5.
In an interview with IGN, Halo Campaign Evolved executive producer Damon Conn said the game had two-player split-screen co-op or up to four-player cross-play online, regardless of platform. There isn't any of the classic multiplayer in this version, it's just a story-based game, but there will be a new three-mission prequel arc added in as well. There have been some rumours surrounding the use of generative AI on a Halo Project 2, which could possibly be this game, which is a controversial practice.
This announcement comes at a pretty tricky time for Microsoft, with massive increases to their Xbox Game Pass subscription prices, in Australia's case a $13 increase to the top tier Ultimate price. There have also been persistent calls from Palestinian advocates for a boycott of Microsoft's cloud services due to their involvement in providing technical cloud infrastructure to Israel that those advocates say is being used to support the war in Gaza. We'll put links in the show notes so you can check out all the details there.
Pikmin 4 is getting a free update nearly 2 years after it was released. The new update includes two new difficulty modes, Relaxed and Fierce, as well as an in-game camera to snap some adorable Pikmin pics.
And you know I'll be picking those Pikmin because the new update also comes with Decor Pikmin. Previously only in the app Pikmin Bloom, these little guys wear real-world objects such as a ladybug, donut, and ice cream cone as clothing.
Now, if only they would release a Switch 2 upgrade. With the new camera, the upgraded graphics, it would just make sense. The Pikmin 4 content update comes out in November.
All you Neopets fans, get ready as they're bringing back some of those classic minigames, but now for consoles. Releasing on PC, Switch, PlayStation 4 and 5, you can relive browser gaming with 25 classic minigames that have remastered graphics and controls. You'll be able to journey across a fully mapped Neopia in story mode. Guided by your companion Nyx, you'll be able to discover new lore and tackle in-game challenges.
There will also be a brand new minigame, and if you buy the physical version, you can also discover a hidden one. I'm really curious to see how it will go on controller, but so down to jump back into these minigames on PC. It is releasing on the 26th of March next year, so if you're like me and loved all of those minigames, definitely keep an eye out. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Death by Scrolling, the next game from Ron Gilbert of Monkey Island fame, is out this week on Monday. It's a vertical scroller RPG where you try to avoid the Grim Reaper long enough to collect coins to get on the boat to the afterlife. Made in Australia and New Zealand, this is a cool local title to check out when it arrives on the 28th on PC.
Get ready for more sci-fi RPG adventures with The Outer Worlds 2. Play as an Earth Directorate agent who's on a mission to uncover the source of emerging rifts threatening to destroy all of humanity. It looks super action-packed and it's coming to PC, PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S on the 29th of October.
Out on Thursday is Monument Valley, the trilogy. Dive back into the stunning isometric worlds, complete puzzles, explore stories and manipulate optical illusions to uncover secrets in this award-winning game series. You can get it on PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S and Switch on the 30th.
Ark Raiders is a stylish new extraction shooter set in a post-apocalyptic sci-fi world. It's got that 70s retro-futuristic look where robots have taken the surface and humans have escaped underground. Gianni has played a little bit of this and is really enjoying it. It's from the same team who made The Finals, Embark Studios. That's out on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 30th.
Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D Remake is finally here, and it's hitting consoles on the 31st. Dive back into the beloved series in this stunning reimagination of the first two adventures in the Erdrick trilogy with updated graphics, improved battle mechanics, and additions to the story. It's out on Friday, so make sure you grab it on PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch and Switch 2.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walk You by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name's Naomi Jackson. Thank you for listening.
Have you been listening to Lightmap lately, Sifter's interview podcast? Well, you should be. We've had the Jaxbox Games team that you spoke to, Nom, and Chris has interviewed Rob Davis from Sucker Punch, who made Ghost of Yotai. It's a great time to get on board as there are still heaps more to come, and you can find Lightmap on all your favourite podcast players. Or you can just head to our website for a link, sifter.com.au. That's Lightmap, conversations with video game creators on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kat John, Kyle Poletto, Adam Christo, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.